Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're on the world headquarters on a beautiful day in Southern California, finally.
About time.
Yeah, sunshine, and we have a great guy from the headquarters of Norse Lithium there in Minnesota. James Hulse is here. And, boy, oh, boy, does this guy know his stuff.
Crazy. Such a fun show. So much cool information. We say the same thing every time. You wouldn't think that you could fill 2 hours with talk about battery, and then all of a sudden the first hour has flown by.
Yeah.
You don't even think about it. And so much more to cover. So much great info. Like, I haven't even gotten to half of my questions. You know, our wintertime project is switching to Norse Lithium in our boat this year. And I got a lot of questions myself. It's going to be a great show. Again, if you've got questions, we got answers for you with the man, James. 213-432-1090 is the phone number to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, or keep those texts rolling in. We've had so many good texts and another full hour to keep reading them. Text the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download. Again, make sure you include your contact info, because we are giving away such a killer prize today, and we want to make sure you get it. That prize is a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Big thanks to Taro and Gina for that. And two tickets to go check out the PCS show at the OC Fairgrounds coming up at Costa Mesa March 7th through the 10th. We talked to Bill last week about it. Sounds like it's going to be a great show. Really looking forward to that.
Keeps growing. Pretty amazing.
No doubt, man. Going to be a lot of fun there. Hey, as promised, it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there, and we got the man standing by, our private boater buddy. And today, that fishdope.com report is sponsored by the best quality, the easy in and out, and the lowest gas prices in town. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the new expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, they have 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day on the water. Plus, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low price at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start it off with Mark Wish, that private boater buddy, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, James. What a fantastic show this morning. You guys are doing a great job.
It was fun.
Motor. Oh, my God, yeah. And so relevant to what we do offshore. And that's
totally.
Job. But, yeah, I got to say, guys, this is a pretty interesting week of weather, man. That forecast we talked about last week, it totally verified. We got clobbered. So offshore, when that main weather front came through, San Clemente, gusting 49, 54 at Nick, 58 at Catalina, and the grand prize goes to Santa Rosa Island up at the Channel Islands, 79 miles an hour.
Wow.
That is some wind, and, you know, as you can imagine, a tremendous swell along with it. And then that rain here in Huntington Beach, we got over 6 inches in 2.5 days at my house here. Just amazing. And as you might expect, the runoff from all of that is world class. I had two different customers trying to get out yesterday, and both of them got out to the mouth of Hines Harbor, turned around, came back in. Just massive amounts of junk with, you know, logs, a recliner, and even a mattress set. You guys got to be watching out for a long time running around up there with the amount of crap. But, you know, what's amazing is even with that terrific windstorm we had, almost all the offshore buoys that are a few miles offshore are reporting a drop of only 1 to 2 degrees in water temperature from 60, 61 down to mostly 59, which is still not bad for this time of year. So with our weather this week being much more benign, that stuff's going to be bouncing right back. We're going to get back on the program. So as you might expect, you know, actual reports were pretty scarce this week due to the weather. But with the swell down and the wind mostly calm and the sunshine, it's beautifully here today. You know, we're going to get some coverage. The local bass population is going to get pounded. You know, Iser's out in front here is kind of holding down the midfield sector, and below there, you got Huntington Beach, all the structure on Huntington Beach, and above there is the famous Horseshoe Kelp with a huge area of hard bottom, Rex Rocks and hard bottom. And I covered both of them in my book, 2 and 20 Fathoms, if you guys want to learn where and how to fish that area. It's all there for you. And then for the halibut guys, you know, there's quite a lot of nice halibuts and this time of year. And you want to focus on the area that's holding the bait on the edge of hard bottom, mostly 60 to 120 feet of water is where the bigger ones are coming from. And you got to use at least 4 ounces. 6 to 8 is generally better to stay in close contact with the bottom because those guys are they're top-line predators, but they're living right there on the bottom. And then Catalina, now, it got pounded with the weather, with the you know wind, huge swell, all that runoff coming down the canyons over at the island. I mean, it's going to be beautiful fishing there this spring with all the rain getting everything all green. But it's going to take a little bit to straighten out. But it'll happen, and it's already almost mid-February here, so time to start talking sea bass. We'll probably do that next week a little bit. I think we'll have a little more to talk about. And probably I'll talk a little bit about the dogwood trees there. I heard somebody mention earlier about them. My dogwood trees, they, something happened to those guys. They're on a whole different program, but we'll cover that next week. So that's this week's report, and I'm going to listen to some more of this cool battery stuff you guys are talking about.
Sounds good. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys always have the hottest information for you on the water. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, the store's on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Your phone number, 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got some really good news yesterday from my shop. We're fabbing up a brand new bait tank, a little 28-gallon teardrop, a little baby teardrop. It's going to be the smallest in the line. And we're going to have the first tank available in just a couple more weeks here. So really looking forward to that. It's going to be perfect for the skiff guys. So
sweet.
Anyway, that's this week's report, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Got it.
All right. You have a great text, I guess, right? While we're waiting for Marcos.
Yeah, exactly. While we're waiting for Marcos to get here. This one says, hey, can you talk about the advantages of 12-volt lithium batteries as opposed to 16-volt lithium batteries? Also, what is the best size and storage capacity for a lithium battery if I want to run dedicated to my electronics? That's from Tommy P.
The difference between 12-volt and 16-volt lithium is really just the voltage, right? You've got a higher voltage battery in that 16-volt offering. And what that gives you is longer runtime. So devices run off watts, right? I don't want to get too technical, but how you get to watts is it's a combination of volts and amps. So if the volts are higher, the amp draw is lower, and all batteries are rated in amp hours. So when you have a higher voltage battery, what you see is a significant advantage of runtime. A 16-volt battery versus a 12-volt lithium, you're probably going to see about a 15 to 20% runtime advantage. So for somebody looking to have one single dedicated battery where they're running some, a significant number of sonar units, those higher voltage batteries can be a great solution. So for the second question, which is, what's the right size? I mean, that really comes down to how many units you're running. I would say if you're running 4 graphs, 12 inches, probably being kind of like a safe size guesstimate here, a 100 amp hour battery is going to be more than enough to run those 4 graphs all day long. So great question. It gets a little technical. But just think of higher voltage just offering a longer runtime versus a battery at a lower voltage.
So, Norse, do they offer a 16-volt?
Not currently. We will be releasing an extensive line of them at ICAST this year.
Okay. And why would one, that? And that's the reason why somebody would want a 16-volt versus a 12-volt is just longer runtime.
Longer run times, and there is an efficiency advantage, right? So most of these electronics have a voltage range on the bottom end, most screens are kind of going, they're going to shut off at about 10.5 volts, and it varies a little bit from one manufacturer to the next. On the top end, you can provide them voltage for like Garmin 20 volts, Hummingbird 18 volts. So by offering voltage closer to the top of that voltage range, what anglers report is the fish finder runs more efficiently, it runs cooler, mm-hmm. and some feel that it gives a better image. So it's kind of like taking what Kyle shared about using a dedicated battery to limit interference and then layering another layer of performance on top of it where it's not just a dedicated battery, but it's also at a higher voltage. So you have no interference from the dedicated battery, but people feel that you're seeing an improvement in clarity, crispness, and brightness by running the sonar units at higher voltage. So what we're seeing is people getting really refined in their understanding of how to get the very most out of their sonar. And it makes sense because, you know, 5 years ago, somebody'd spend $500 on a 2D fish finder and
right.
they were happy with it. They didn't think about it very much. When you're spending 10 grand for electronics on a small boat, by God, you're going to get the most out of it, right? So people are really getting refined in their understanding of how to provide the right power at the right voltage to get the most out of their sonar investment.
So fun to watch this side of the advancement, James. You know, there's the electronics are coming so far in advance, and you know, this is the other half of it, you know, and you guys are advancing right along with it. You know, like you can tell that this is pushing the envelope, you know, or the envelope's being pushed, and you guys are right there with it. It's really cool to watch.
Great point. I mean, in reality, without one, the other
right.
can't exist.
That's what I'm
right?
trying to say.
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
Very cool.
If the lithium batteries weren't there to support sonar wouldn't be able to make these advancements. And if it wasn't for the sonar trying to make these advancements, you probably wouldn't need as much lithium. So it's hand in glove right now.
So why Norsk Lithium? I mean, there's a lot of lithium batteries on the market. Why should our listeners buy a Norsk Lithium battery?
Extreme attention to putting out the highest quality product possible. Every product out there, you're going to find a range of, you know, good, better, best. Every morning I get up, I'm committed to let's make the highest quality battery we can possibly put out there. Let's treat these batteries like an investment that they really are, right? When people offer a 10-year warranty, you got to be there. You got to put a product that out that lives up to that, and you have to be a company that's going to be there to take care of any problems that might take place. So at Norsk, we pride ourselves just phenomenal customer service. We don't care if you're going to be our customer or not. If you need help with something, we're going to help. We're always there for somebody, you know, one of our customers, if they have an issue, day, night, weekends. I mean, my customer service people, they're answering emails and phone calls on the weekend, and that's not an exaggeration.
Wow.
Well, so we're doing things that I think are required of a company that wants to be, you know, seen as a premier quality product. We have to walk the walk, and that's what we're doing. So why Norsk? Phenomenal quality batteries backed by a fantastic company. And we have our parent company is Seafoam. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that brand, but they've been in business since 1942, I think. So
okay,
we're not going anywhere. Yeah.
Seafoam?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Cool. Right on.
The other thing, too, is you've talked about this before, the prismatic cells are much more durable. So for a saltwater application where you're bouncing around a lot, lesser batteries could become disengaged and just not work anymore, right?
I mean, when we open up, I would say, dozens of competitors' batteries, and what we see in the lower price point batteries is the cells are quite literally wrapped into a group by packing tape, right? I mean, it's not a real engineering approach to making a battery that's going to survive what boaters do to these batteries. In comparison, if you look into a Norsk battery, every cell is held in a very rigid internal racking system to make sure that there's no movement. And then all of our cells are bolted together with metal bus bars and lock nuts. So you compare that to a case where all the cells are bound together with packing tape, and then they'll fill voids with foam. And what happens to the foam over time is it compresses. So the foam was used to fill the empty space in the battery, but as it compresses, what you end up with is a group of cells contained by packing tape in an enclosure where there's room for it to move. The outcome is inevitable. You have cells bouncing around, moving in an environment where the boat's going across the water, and you know every 3 to 5 seconds it's boom, you know, bang, crash, another wave. Those batteries, you know, they just don't last very long. So in comparison, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to build a bulletproof battery because we know how they're going to be used. We're putting them in
an environment. They're made for marine use.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Marine use is a different deal.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's awesome. Good answer. Hey, well, we're going to continue on with our catch part. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing where there's finally some sunshine and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, good morning.
Good morning. Hope everyone's staying dry today. Since I've last talked to you, we've had some weather, in case you didn't notice. And unfortunately, I only had one trip get out this week. Yesterday, the new Seaforth got out and kind of continued what they're doing. Good white fishing, a little bit of bass, occasional sculpin in the mix there. But so don't have a lot to talk about this last week. And unfortunately, February is probably traditionally one of the toughest months for us to get out. And definitely dating myself here, but I remember back when I first started working here, I remember February, we didn't get a single boat out. So just getting any of those trips out. Like I said, we got some weather. Looks some nice weather coming through here, and they're back out this morning, continuing that. Like I said, white fishing, a little bit of other stuff mixed in there. Since I don't have a lot to talk about from last night, I'm going to talk about some upcoming trips here.
Yeah.
The boats are starting to release their schedule. The Tribute starting next weekend, so leaving next Friday, fishing Saturday, day and a half trip. And they're going to be running those. They've actually got their schedule up through a big chunk of the summer there. February, March, April, they're going to be running those weekend day and a half. Starting in May, there's also going to be some weekday 1.5 days there, fishing Monday, Wednesday also in May, and that's going to continue on. So if you're looking to get out on the water there, you want to do some day and a half fishing, Tribute's got some options for you coming up for the next few months here. Like I said, they've got schedule, I believe, they're through most of the summer here. Looks like they've got trips scheduled through August right now, one in September. So definitely a good chance to get started. We know how the last few seasons have gone, where these trips, the day and a half trips, if you wait too long, they book up really quickly. It's unusual to be booked up to a couple weeks, a month in advance on those. And also speaking of busy boats, the San Diego put a schedule up there. Starting in May, he's going to be running those full-day trips. May, June, I believe he has up there. He doesn't have July up yet, but if you want to get on San Diego, which I know a lot of people do, now's your chance to book some of those early season trips there. I saw at least 1 3-day on the Aztec in there, so a couple 2 days, so lots of trips opening up. Like I said, you know, we know how fast these trips can book up. If you wait till fishing gets good, you might be too late. So definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got that full schedule up there. If you want to go half-day fishing, if you want to go whale watching, just want to get out on the water, you've got some people in town visiting that might want to go out in there. It's a very nice time to be out there. Some good gray whale watching going on. San Diego, Tribute, Aztec. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you on a trip, answer any questions you have. If you're looking to do a charter, now's a good time to really get started on that. A lot of those boats are starting to open up their books as they've booked some of their previous charters. Always come down and visit us in person. Check out the tackle shop, get your gear tuned up. This is a new restaurant next door, Charlie's Landing. We've been trying out the food there. They opened officially last week, and it's really some good food. You know, continue a pretty good tradition of having some good food next door to Seaforth there. So definitely come down, visit us, and get out there fishing.
That's awesome, Marcos. Well, great info, some great fishing to be had out the San Diego. Could you book right now, and are there still weekends available, like you know, like you said, in April and May?
For the open party trips, I believe they do have every Saturday open in May. Yeah, it looks like May, Saturday, and Sundays are all available. June, Saturday, and Sunday still available. I think they might have one charter mixed in there. But if you want to do a weekend trip, you know, definitely now's a good chance. So we haven't opened up the whole summer yet. Yeah.
We both know a few weeks are going to go by. The yellowtail is going to start biting. Those guys are going to catch them, and every one of those spots are going to be gone. And you know you're going to want to go on that boat and fish with Brawla and fish with Ryan Bostrom. Like, man, book the trip. Like, do it now while you still can. And it, you know, because that boat just sells out months in advance, and this is an opportunity to get in on it while it's not that way.
And, you know, it's like, yeah, the weekends are popular, but as we know, they sell out the whole summer. So even if you're not looking specifically for a weekend, hey, maybe you have a nice boss. Take him fishing during the week. You know, score some brownie points, get a day off from work. You know, there's no reason not to. Everybody likes fishing, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
I like it, Marcos.
Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today.
All right, yeah, great new system on that website. So
they did such a good
job. Be sure to check that out. Rick, phones are packed. The texts are flowing through. They want to talk to James, so let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Well, my pleasure. Good morning. I've got an older bass boat that I... Hey, guys. I've got an older bass boat that I run a 36-volt trolling motor on, and one of those batteries for my 36-volt includes the starting battery. And I've been running lead-acid batteries until they basically die of old age. But once in a while when they die of old age, and it happens to be the starting battery, I disconnect things and hook up some jumper cables to start the starting battery. And I'm wondering, can I do that with lithium?
You should never connect batteries of different chemistries, because a lithium battery lives at a higher voltage than a lead acid battery, and that lithium battery is going to try to charge that lead acid. Can you use it in an emergency? I think you'd be all right. Would I advise it as something that you would do regularly? Absolutely not. The general advice regarding different chemistry batteries is never connect them together.
So on that same note, you talked about a DC to DC battery charger for Yamaha outboards and such like that. Isn't that connecting different chemistries together?
The DC to DC charger actually isolates the batteries so that the lithium battery can't flow current back to the lead acid battery. So think of it like a check valve, right? The current goes one way. It goes from lead acid to lithium, but not back the other way. So you've got a device in the middle, kind of like a battery isolator. That is, one of its purposes is to make sure that you don't have that that negative interaction of connecting different chemistries. So great question. But the DC to DC charger solves that problem.
So as the alternator charges the lead acid, if there's excess, the excess flows to the lithiums, but not the other way around.
Correct, sir.
Got it.
All right. And that's a specific DC to DC charger made for that purpose.
Many companies make DC to DC chargers. Most of my familiarity is with Victron. They're very cost competitive. I just think they make I'm not associated with Victron in any way. They just make a really high quality product. So if I was going to point somebody somewhere, that would be in the direction I'd point them to Victron to start. Now, with this, the caller's a question about, you know, if I'm stranded out there and he had, you know, batteries connected to power his trolling motor, could he in an emergency start the outboard motor? I would just recommend, I mean, in my boat, I've got lithium batteries galore. I still carry a jump pack, right? Whether it's for my boat or for, you know, another boat at the landing, I always carry that with. So that would be the solution that I would reach for versus connecting the different chemistries directly together.
Yeah, okay, great. That is a good solution. Always carry a jump back on any boat, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a great text, huh?
Yeah, I sure thought so. It says, good morning, guys. Really informative show. My question for James, how easy is it to install and wire into an existing 12-volt system? I'm loving all this information about lithium. Is it as simple and easy as removing the lead acid and just replacing with a Norris battery?
It is. If the current wiring in the boat is of quality, and by that I mean you're not using really, you know, low gauge wire or whatever, if it was installed at the factory that way, absolutely. Pull one battery out, put one battery back in. It is that simple. You know, it'd be a good time to check, you know, just to make sure that nothing's corroded. Are the fuse holders, et cetera, in place, and are they in good condition? But assuming that the wiring is in good condition, it's as simple as just drop one, you know, pull one out and drop one in. Tighten the nuts and off you go.
Awesome. And you'd be dropping probably about 30 or 40 pounds of weight there too, right?
It depends on the battery. I mean, so like a group 31 lead acid, you know, you're talking 60 to 70 pounds, and with a lithium weighing, let's just say rough math, it's 24 and a half, let's just say, you know, 25 pounds. If it's a 70-pound battery, I mean, you're saving 45 pounds per battery. And there's AGMs out there that weigh 100. So you could be saving 75 pounds per battery if you're replacing these really big AGM batteries.
And we're talking replacing with a battery that likely will outlast the motor that it's charging.
Correct. Running. I mean, absolutely. I mean, when you have a quality lithium, there's very few things that fail. Cells are of high quality. In our experience, I mean, the cells are the most durable part of a battery that will, I mean, 3,000 charge cycles, 4,000 charge cycles, at which you still have 80% capacity in the battery. So, I mean, we're really talking about, for some boaters, this will be a lifetime battery. You like what I'm doing, where I'm just bouncing the batteries forward as I acquire new boats. That's
with
what
a
I 10, think a lot.
With a 10-year factory warranty, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you have any issue, we're going to take care of you. So these batteries, you buy a quality one, you know, what's the old say, buy right once, cry once, you're kind of in, you're done. These things are going to last a long time, to the point where, like I said, you could just you'll put them in your son's boat or your daughter's boat when it comes time to them to need power.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're also going to check in with our buddy Ben Florentino. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with North Star Inflatables, at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa this year, with some of their most popular models of boats and Yamaha outboards. Owner Nick Kelly will be introducing the latest from Parker, the all-new 18 center console at the Bart Hall Show and the new 2420 Sport Cabin at the PCS Show. These are completely redesigned Parker Parkers built for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Styron 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Styron subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Upgrades March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added. A 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Hi, I'm Dave Brown from Okuma Fishing Tackle. Okuma is proud to, once again, be a sponsor of the Hall Family Shows. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and see why Okuma is one of the world's leaders in fishing tackle. Check us out at OkumaFishingUSA.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it has been, this is the first time since before the show started that we had an open phone line. We have one. There's one line open right now if you want it. 213-432-1090. This has been a very busy show with James from Norris here.
Yeah, for sure. Our good buddy Captain Benny Florentino's on the line. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, James. Good to hear your voice on the radio. Ricky, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
What's up, Benny?
Good morning, Benny.
Hey, so are you out fishing with your son right now in a tournament?
Well, we were going to fish a tournament, an FBS tournament today, but Matt's under the weather. Started feeling sick yesterday, so he goes, I'm going to have to bow out. I go, good, it's still cold and a lot of junk in the water. So I like sitting here having a cup of coffee and talking to you guys in a nice warm house.
That was all the reason you needed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. Roger that.
Yeah, so tell us about your experience with Norsk.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You know, the Guardian app makes it real convenient to monitor your electrical system when you first step on the boat. Literally be near the boat, check your system. For example, you know, I have a screenshot from yesterday. I had 100% capacity, voltage 13.4, and I can check if you have a 36-volt system. I have three 12-volt, 100-amp lithium controlling my troll motor on my old boat, and I have a regular AGM that just, you know, that runs basically runs the house, starting everything, which I don't suggest, especially with the electronics I have. I run Humminbird Solex 12, which draws a lot of amps. I would almost suggest to somebody to run isolated system for just your electronics, and then separate for your starting. But with that said, the Guardian system, if you do, and you know, James has covered quite a bit, but in my experience, just from the get-go, when James flew out and we installed the batteries, we didn't realize that my house battery, which was a cell battery to the lithium, if they're in parallel, we couldn't figure it out. But he made a great point, the last caller. You just don't connect those two batteries because they don't coexist. You have to run them separate. So we just removed the parallel connection, and voila, everything was just great. But it wasn't until we actually troubleshooted. And, you know, that's the thing. You can contact them. You get a phone call 5 to 10 minutes later, you know, and you're on the phone and they're dialing into your battery, which is, basically sign in with the battery number and they can find your battery and diagnose it right on the spot.
Wow. Pretty amazing. That's pretty awesome. Now, you have a new boat coming from West Coast Marine. Is that going to have Norsk Lithium on it?
Yes. So I'm really excited. You know, I've only been in it 2 or 3 times. Yesterday we were in it. We were actually just opening all the hatches. And I have to say thanks to the trolling motor doctor, one of the people that sells Norsk Lithium, one of two companies that sells Norsk Lithium. They actually hooked up all my electronic trolling motor, batteries, chargers on the new Camus 26 from West Coast Marine and Camus Boats. And, you know, we were in great contact the whole time. Even, I believe, Nick was in contact with James because we were trying to make that darn 180-amp house battery fit in the console, but there was just no way. So I believe we have a better solution in a few weeks, but that's later to be talked about. But it's clean. You're going to see probably video this week on my setup with the batteries to the trolling motor, the chargers. But I'm running a 5 a 5-port charger for all my batteries. And with them all being lithium, the charge time is going to be very short, just because they don't burn as many amps, and two, it doesn't take very long to charge. So, if small boaters are looking to, you know, kind of leery about price, about whatever it is, take a look at mine at the PCS show. It should be fully rigged. I mean, I'll be glad to walk you through everything in that boat when it comes to the charging system and the batteries. And, you know, when we were actually installing the batteries on my old boat, you could literally pick up two Group 27 batteries, both hands, no problem, into the boat.
Of the Norsk Lithium.
Crazy.
Of the Norsk Lithium, whereas you need two hands and struggle to get that 27 out of the boat.
Yeah, like 40 pounds difference, yeah,
crazy.
For sure.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And James, I know you've really helped Benny rig this new boat, right?
I can't take credit for rigging it. I did. That would be a trolling motor doctor, of course. He does a great job. But I had a phone consult with Benny, 6 weeks ago, about what he was trying to accomplish. Well, you know, what equipment he was going to be run. So at a high level, I had recommendations for batteries. But I'm not taking anything away from Nick. He's actually doing the hard work. I just got to offer some suggestions, and Benny and trolling motor doctor will take it from there.
Gotcha. Well, hey, Benny, good luck with the new boat. We'll see you at the PCS show and the West Coast Marine booth. I can't wait to see that boat, and best of all, I can't wait to go ride with you on that thing too.
Right. Oh my gosh, it is a gorgeous piece of machinery, and I can't thank Norsk Lithium for helping with the boat. I just can't wait to show all the anglers out there. And the ease of the boat. And again, if you have any questions, because he's really good about it, contact the people at Norsk. They will give you just about as much information as James. And if James doesn't call you, I'm sure one of his engineers will be glad to help you out. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the
rest of your show. Benny Florentino, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. We'll see you soon. Thanks a lot. Hey, I have a great text here from Todd in Oceanside. I have a small diesel generator. It needs 90-amp battery, 12-volt DC. Will lithium work? If so, what size?
To start the generator?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Okay. A lithium starting battery should work well. I would want to know more about the if there's an alternator or a charge system that would feed back to the lithium,
right.
Just to understand, you know, what kind of charge the battery would be receiving. Starting it the first time, absolutely. A 90 amps of current
For a quality lithium battery, that's nothing. Our 100 amp hour group 27s are rated at 300 amps continuous, so no problem starting it. But I would want more information about how it would be recharged. If it's coming off an alternator on the generator, I'm going to need some additional information to comment on that.
There you go. All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate that very much. Rick, you have a good one, huh?
Yeah, I thought so. This is good morning, boys. My question is for James. What recommendation do you have for a power setup for kayaks? Do you recommend having one battery to power the fish finder and bait tank? Also, if I add a trolling motor to my rig, should I think about a separate battery or just larger capacity? What else should I plan for? This is all from Ralph and Minifee.
Oh, boy. I mean, this is how complicated do we want to make it, right? kayaks. To me, they're supposed to be simple, and I say that knowing that some of the kayaks I've seen here lately they're like a feat of engineering, just how much stuff is on them. I tip my hat every time I see one that's really decked out. So I'm assuming when you're talking about running a trolling motor, you're doing something like a Minn Kota, like an Endura, a 12-volt trolling motor. And if that's the case, it makes sense to me to have one large battery on board because everything else is going to be 12 volt as well. My answer would change if that bow mount trolling motor was a 24 volt or I haven't seen very many 36 volt trolling motors on kayaks, but I'm sure somebody out there is going to do it. If it's a 12 volt trolling motor, because all the other accessories on the boat, sonar unit, forward-facing sonar, that's an assumption, but if that's on the boat, all of that can be powered from one battery. And in the Norse Guardian app, something that is really nice is we have the ability to set alerts. And we have a mode that I call it the kayak mode, which is at 50%, you can set an alarm that lets you know that, hey, you need to turn around. If you just use half the battery's capacity to get here, you have half of it left to go home. And you can adjust that alert to any percentage you want. You can set it for 60 or 10 or whatever. But it's just a really useful reminder for the kayak guy or gal that's out there on the water relying on, that one battery to do all the work. You don't want to run it dead. So we have a feature built right into the app that people can use in that situation to make sure they never find themselves in that situation where, hey, I went too far, I didn't have enough juice to get back. So I would stick with one 12-volt, 100-amp-hour battery, and just for a little frame of reference here, we have pro staff guys that run that exact battery on their kayaks. And in pre-fish days, when all they're doing is just using forward-facing sonar to scout, they'll put the trolling motor on 10 and run it for 8 hours, and they do not completely discharge the battery. So all they're doing is just covering water.
Along with all your electronics.
Correct. They're going as hard and as fast as they can move the kayak to cover as much water, and they are not able to completely discharge that battery in an eight-hour day.
With 100-amp Norse lithium that weighs 24 pounds, is that right?
Correct.
Oh, that's crazy. Pretty amazing.
That's cool.
All right, good stuff there. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, guys. What a fun show.
Isn't this cool?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's another reason why you should use Norse lithium batteries. That's because of their great manufacturer's representative.
Then who's that?
Mike Lum.
There you go.
Mike Lum is the man for sure. He is. He's incredible.
Yeah. I reached out to a Norse, and they had no idea who it was. I sent him an email, and since we produce the largest boat shows in California by far, I thought it would be a perfect match because we have Anglers Marine in all three shows. And I thought, well, we put them together, and it'll all work out to the best for everybody. But maybe next year we can get together. But I'm really looking forward to learning more about it. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and of course, Anglers Marine will be at the Bart Hall Del Mar show that starts this Thursday, and you can go talk to Rick, probably Kyle, at the show, and talk to him about Norsk.
This is the first time, Pete, that I can remember we're going to have more boats at Del Mar than we had at Long Beach. That really doesn't happen very often. And boat dealers did well, and they're coming out of the woodwork. We're going to have, and by the time we get to our boat show on March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we're going to have several hundred boats at that show. So We've become the de facto boat show in California, and I think we're the only company, only show production company that can put a large number of boats out under one roof. So we're really excited about it.
We're really looking forward to having you and your team here in the studio and the world headquarters here tomorrow, and we'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow, Bart.
Right. I just wanted to say how much I like this product, and I can't wait to learn more about it.
Perfect. All right. Well, James is the man to contact.
Yeah,
sure. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.
See you, Bart.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is how to do it. Let's talk to Dave calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. They want to change directions just a little bit on the batteries for RV applications. I have a 31-foot fifth wheel. I have 2 6-volt batteries in it that are in series. Those batteries are getting a little tired right now, so I'm looking at replacement. In the fifth wheel, I've got an 1,100-watt inverter. I've got a 180-watt solar panel, and I've got 3,200-watt generators when I need them. We do a lot of travel off the grid where we don't have shore power plug-ins. What's going to be my best application and alternative using a lithium battery?
Lithium works phenomenal for the RV crowd. We offer a heated battery that ensures that you can charge that battery should temperatures like overnight if you're up in the mountains or whatever, if it gets cold. Lithium should never be charged below 32 degrees, but we just have a really elegant solution where the battery is warmed before receiving a charge. So we have a lot of people running heated versions of our batteries in their RVs because, you know, the whole point of having that RV is you get to move around the country and you never know what you're going to run into as far as temperatures. So we kind of have that solution solved. And when it comes to recharging that battery, it sounds like you've got, you know, multiple options there. You've got solar panel. If you're able to provide our battery 14.6 volts, you're going to get a good charge off the solar panel, and the BMS will shut off that current, the charge. So I think that would be a good solution if you've got time to do it. And then from the generator, I think what would make a lot of sense there, if you're inverting that to, you know, AC power, I would just get a one-bank LifePole 4 battery charger, and I would charge it that way. So you're going to get, you know, that dedicated lithium charge curve. A single bank charger is very small, compact. It won't take up much space, and it works really well with those heated batteries. So one 12-volt battery, you know, that's the equivalent of those 2 6-volt in series, and at 100-amp-hour capacity, I'm sure that battery is going to do anything and more that the two previous 6 volts would do.
There you go, Dave. Thanks a lot for the call. Rick, you have a great text there.
I thought so. It says, hi, guys. Great show this morning. So much killer battery info. My question's for James. Do lithium batteries develop a memory, and do they need to be completely drawn down occasionally before recharging? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Good question.
Great question. I mean, this comes from using, you know, lead acid batteries, right? We know that if you use them the same way repeatedly, you can kind of create a set point, but that is not a concern with lithium batteries. They don't do that. So you can use 10% of the battery and charge it back up, or you can use 90% of the battery and charge it back up. You really will never run the risk of creating that set point where you diminish your capacity. So just one more advantage of lithium batteries. It's just one of those concerns we all had when we were running lead acid. It just is a non-issue with lithium.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Thanks a lot for the text, and thanks a lot. Oh, my gosh. How fast is 2 hours go by, right?
I was looking for another phone call. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's going fishing on the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mighty Year 1090 ESPN Radio.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the giant 14th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all 7 halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Back by popular demand, the PCS show also
also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have an awesome display at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, where we will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and the Hot Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect Shimano setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best shop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. It is time to flip the coin. Pete, you got the honor.
Yeah, I get the honor.
The prize coin. You don't normally get that. We got a texter today. Congratulations, Jeff in Mission Viejo. You are going fishing on board the Liberty, and you're going to the PCS show. Again, Costa Mesa Fairgrounds, March 7th through the 10th. Congratulations. What a show today was.
Yeah, James, you are a wealth of knowledge, and like you said, I hate to do this to you, but you got flooded with info. Again, be patient with James. He gets a lot of response, and so just make sure you send him a question if you have a question. How do we do that, James?
NorthLithium.com, and just click on that Contact Us tab, and you can send us an email, and I will do my level best to make sure that everybody gets a very detailed response.
Yeah, someday we got to drag you out here to the West Coast and meet some people for sure, and be live in the studio.
Totally.
I would love that, guys.
Yeah, we'll get it done for sure. But Norris Lithium, high quality, marine grade. That's important when you're buying lithium batteries. You can buy cheap ones, but don't do that.
The cheap ain't good, and the good ain't cheap.
Yeah,
get a Norris.
Yeah, for sure. And keep up the great work, and we sure appreciate you helping out our listeners out there solve their battery questions.
My pleasure. Have me back later in the summer. I'd love to do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, you're going to be introducing some new exciting stuff at the ICAST show this year in July, right?
Correct. We got 19 new products coming out with some features that I dare say nobody's even conceived of. So some pretty cool stuff coming.
Wow. How exciting is that? And all related to the marine business, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, James. Hey, enjoy, and we will have you back very soon and talk to you real soon. And thanks to Christian for all he does on the phones and the board. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thanks to you out there for all your texts and all your phone calls and all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We are greatly appreciative of your support and what you do for Let's Talk Hookup here, and we'll keep it rolling. How about tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with Bart Hall and his team from the Bart Hall Show, Del Mar. Stay tuned. Thanks for that. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.